Thoughts on Mark, chapter 14, verses 48 and 49. Christ's response. The mob have laid their hands upon him. How does Jesus react? Am I leading a rebellion, said Jesus, that you have come out with swords and clubs to capture me? Every day I was with you, teaching in the temple courts. You didn't arrest me. But the scriptures must be fulfilled. Mark chapter 14, verses 48 to 49. What can we see here of Christ in this response? Well, first of all, we see no resistance whatsoever. No running away. No fighting. Just calm. You see, the battle is over. Verse 36. As he has said to his father, not what I will. Nevertheless, not what I will. Even so, let it be what you will. There's the battle. There's the battle. Everything is falling into place. But of course, as a man, he feels this. How does he react to the crowd? Well, with questions. Posing questions, not making mere statements. I've said this so many times. Preachers today seem to be content with making statements, questions, probing. Why are you taking me now? I've been with you daily in the temple. I've been teaching there. You've not answered me. What's he saying? I'm not a robber. I'm not a murderer. You don't need clubs. You don't need all this paraphernalia. I'm a teacher. And you should answer me with arguments. I'm only a teacher. The way to deal with teachers is to argue with them. Titus chapter 1. False teachers and must be silenced, says Paul to Titus, by the elders able to teach and argue back and reason out, especially the scriptures, of course. You see, I'm an arguer, says Christ. I'm a preacher. I'm a proclaimer. I've come preaching. You don't hit preachers with the law. You don't hit preachers with swords and staves and clubs and so on, imprisonment and all that kind of thing. You fight for the mind. It's a battle for the mind. It's not the law and the sword and the censor and the gag and the state and the murder. There's plenty of opportunity of talking to me. Why didn't you argue with me? Why didn't you answer me? Why didn't you deal with it? You see, whether he's facing the Romans or the Jews or Greeks or whatever it might be, argue with me. Paul argues with them. Brothers and sisters, this is what we are to do. Reason out the gospel. Proclaim the gospel. Preach the gospel. It's not law and staves and arms and all that kind of thing. And of course, supremely for Christ, it's his resignation to the will of God. The scriptures must be fulfilled. The prophetic scriptures, the word of God, the decrees of God. He'd already spoken of this, and it's been revealed. As God himself, he knew these prophets, he'd sent them. And here they are being fulfilled. Of course, we here again have the old issue of the sovereignty of God and the responsibility of man. The scriptures are foretelling what these people are doing, but these people are responsible for it. What have you done all this for? Why are you arresting me? So we have the secret will of God and the revealed will of God. And it's all made very clear here in Christ's dealings. The will of God is ratified. Judas is not in charge. The Romans are not in charge. The chief priests aren't in charge. Satan's not in charge. They've all got their finger in the pie. But Christ, God, is in control here. Let us learn from him, my friend. Let us lean upon him. What do you make of this man, my friend? Unbeliever, what do you make of this man? I've got another question for you, and I leave it ringing in your ears and in your heart, I hope. What do you make of him? The more important question is, what does he make of you?